Good morning, Aurora. Today is Monday, 2nd of July, and right now it's cloudy on 29 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today is overcast with the temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 32 degrees Celsius, and with a heat index of 35 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with winds from southwest at 20 to 25 kilometers per hour. Forecast for later on predicts overcast in the evening, then mostly cloudy. Again, winds from the southwest at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Moon is waxing gibbous and illuminated on 96%. Tomorrow, 3rd of July, the moon is full because it will be directly opposite of the Earth from the Sun, and it will be fully illuminated as seen from the Earth. This phase occurs at 6:52 p.m. Universal Time. And here's Elvira, member of Resident Assembly Service Team, sharing with us updates on the studies group's proposal for the selection process for L'Avenir de Roville/TDC, which has been ratified by the Residents' Assembly with total preferences for yes with 195 votes and 50 with no and with 28 invalid, which means in totally they received 245 preferences. Elvira, good morning.
Good morning.
What you can tell us about the process of the study group proposal for the selection process of L'Avenir de Roville?
Okay, so... Or
what happened next then?
Yeah, so I'll start with what happened last week. Last week was the end of the ratification by the RA of this proposal. So there was a two-week period where people could cast their preference, whether they support the proposal or not. And last Friday, we had a residents' assembly meeting where we read out the results and ratified the proposal. So the outcome of this process was that the residents' assembly ratified the proposal, said yes. The majority of people said yes, and which means we can go ahead now. The next steps are two main steps. One is the formation of the selection committee, which the RAS is facilitating, the Residents' Assembly Service. So we've sent out emails to all the groups that will send a representative for the selection committee, asking them to, within their team, select two or one member. And we will, the RAS themselves, we will meet with the council and find out how we will select the community representatives for the selection committee, which is still a big open question. So that's one process, the selection committee formation. And the other process is the actual nomination of candidates by the Residents' Assembly for the new team of L'Avenir de Roville Town Development Council. We will have the nomination forms ready by next Monday. So on I think it's the 9th.
Nominations forms for choose the names, yeah?
Yes. Mm. So basically there will be a two-week period from the 9th of July till the 23rd of July where people can pick up these nomination forms and either volunteer, nominate themselves, or nominate somebody else who is willing to do the job. So in these 2 weeks, the nominations will be collected by the RAS, and on the 23rd of July, we will hand it over to the selection committee, and they will do the work of selecting the team itself from all the nominations that have been submitted.
Tell me, what is the difference, or what is the, advantages of that new selection process?
The study group has had some priorities, things they really wanted to avoid. One is transparency, a process that is really open to the community, that is really as much as possible safe against personal agendas and political agendas coming into this process of selecting the team. And they also were very concerned about having on the selection committee people who knew what the job was about and people from working groups that are well functioning, that are already quite balanced and not in some way biased. And the third thing was community participation, you know, this thing that there is also really representatives of people who are not in a working group, who don't have that frame of mind of bureaucracy, but who are coming from the RA. So these are the three main things.
But when Mr. Doshi visited here, actually it was clear that the end that Lavinia has to be set up in with two parts, and one is really important one, the technical part, the technical team, which is supposed to be even the hired people, with Lavinia itself. So how many members each part will have?
This
and
is
how we choose also the technical part.
This is something that will this questions will have to be looked at with the new team once the new team is selected. It's a big discussion of this, you know, what comes first, the hen or the egg, and in some ways it could have happened that we first answer all these questions and then select the new team. And in a way, it's happening like the other way around now. And I think it's the communities. Again, the RAs and the Residents' Assembly Services' responsibility to make sure that these inputs from Mr. Doshi and the inputs from the community that have come a lot, you know, also about a harmonious and unified brief from the community towards Lavinia, you know, about how to build the city and how to implement the master plan, that these things happen after the team is selected. And it's a big challenge. But I think we can manage, and I think, honestly, it wouldn't have been different if we would do it before selecting the team. In a way, it's easier to do this work when the team is there, because you can involve the people, and they can be part of it, as well as the community, and as well as Doshi.
Okay, to vote something, or to agree on something, or take a compromise, we need 10% of the population, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's okay. But you have any idea why people practically, they don't know, beside the 10% who, a little bit more than 10% who vote or express their preferences, why people are not participating?
Why people are not participating in Oroville? That's a huge question.
I mean, maybe you got an idea.
Yeah. Well, I think one thing what we've realized is that I mean, this time there was 250 people about who voted, which is not bad, you know, looking at what we had before. And we realized that people are busy. That's one thing. Everybody's really, really busy. And if the RAS is out there where people pass and we offer the way to participate is a simple one and an accessible one, people are willing to participate. That's one thing that we saw. We also see that there is a big tiredness of meetings, because for many, many years our meetings have been not especially civilized or effective or harmonious. Their meetings have been kind of dominated by the same few people who repeated their same few messages, and people stopped coming because there was a lot of talking and there were no results. And
it's a waste of time.
Yeah, so what I think, that's my personal opinion now, is that we never found a framework for participation. You know, we have all these words. We have participation, transparency, but we don't realize that they don't happen by themselves. It's like if I want to bake a chocolate cake, I need a recipe book and I need to choose. There are different recipes, but I need to choose and then I need to learn how to make it. And just by saying I'm going to bake a chocolate cake and not looking somewhere how to do it, it's not going to work. And it's the same thing with transparency and participation. And I think we, in Oroville, we are a bit hesitating to look outside for solutions that are there. We always tend to say, oh, but that's not new, you know, new enough for us. And then we just tumble along and are in a mess. So that's one thing. I think we just need to find processes that make participation fun, that really allow everybody to speak. And the other thing is with participation in Oroville that there a lot of people have participated, and then the hierarchy steps in and the working groups just do what they want. They don't listen to what
said,
comes
yeah.
out of the participatory processes. And then they say, well, why should we waste our time participating if in the end the people who are on top anyhow do what they want?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of reasons why people are tired and frustrated. And they say, look, I've got better things to do, you know. So, but we've also been seeing how that with the RAS now trying with the limited resources we have to kind of open up different doors and different ways of doing that, people are waiting for it, you know. They want to participate if we offer them the right spirit.
Yeah, but you cannot ask, go to each individual and said, please come, you know, that's impossible. You are only six.
No, I think it's a process of slowly, you know, I think it's more of a subtle process of creating spaces and tools where meaningful meetings and meaningful dialogues can happen. And then slowly people will come back, you know. It's slowly people who, like one person goes to a meeting who hasn't been in 10 years and they have a good experience and they go to their friends and next time two more people come and and these kind of things. Also, there's been talk about, you know, forgetting this whole centralized system of big meetings, but go again into active neighborhoods where you have smaller groups that then send representatives to a bigger meeting. It's the same thing. It's systems again. We have to make it easily workable, and we have to make it in a way that people feel listened to. And it's, we are not 800 people anymore. You know, these things of general meetings where everybody comes and raises their hand, it doesn't work anymore with 2,000 people.
It's much, and the number is supposed to grow, yeah.
Yeah, so there is lots of stuff that plays into it. And it's a big problem that we don't... Also transparency, knowledge, no? Like, in order to make a choice and participate, you have to be informed. You have to know what's going on. So there is a big lack in sharing information, background knowledge, and but the good thing is right now I think that actually it's like the whys. I could go on talking about this now for half an hour. It's all very clear. It's analyzed, so to say. We just need to find enough people who are interested in changing the situation, and that's the problem right now. There are not enough people who are willing to work for half a maintenance or for free, and working on governance, working on changing our governance.
That may be a point.
Yeah.
It's like that, yeah.
As I said, it needs energy. It won't go away just by talking about it.
No.
It needs energy of people who say, I want to change this. And it's one of the old problems that it's got to do also with earning your livelihood, and there is just not enough money available to pay maintenances for these kind of jobs, so not enough people are getting into it because they, and the people who are into it, they don't have enough time because they need to do another job on the side to actually get their maintenance. So it's this whole vicious circle. And I think in the end, we'll either have to struggle on like this in a totally non-ideal stage and see how it'll come out. Or it could be that slowly, right now, people are more and more getting involved and we get a critical mass of people who contribute towards change on many different levels, and it'll change. But I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know whether that will happen or not. But
maybe we'll have just to change the name instead of calling meeting, calling, I don't know.
Well, we tried that and I personally don't so much believe in it because it's just two different things. We don't have an issue having dinners together and having parties together. We can do that very well, you know.
Yeah.
And we're doing it maybe not often enough, but we're doing it. So I personally am not a fan of mixing these two things. Mm. I personally think we should find tools to meet and call it meetings and really like this fishbowl thing, or like the note-taking, the graphic note-taking, you know, these little things that change the quality of the meetings, or facilitators, and make people want to come to meetings, not because we call it a party, not because there is pizza, because
we want to,
they are heard, and like this, they are empowered to actually participate in the governance of Orava.
Thank you for today.
Thank you.
Today at 10 a.m. at Miracle Alessiol Circus School is a meeting for all students and interested people who wish to join the school. And for more information, you can contact Kalu at 978733-2791. On Saturday, 7th of July, at Visitor Center at 8 p.m., we can enjoy in a night of culture with Odyssey dance by Tejas and with French songs and world fusion music. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we can see an Indian drama, Inner Conflict, made in India in 2010 by director Sushil Rajpal. And tomorrow they will screen a German drama, Sabine Kleist, Siebenjahre, Sabine Kleist, age 7, which was made in collaboration with Goethe-Institut Max Müller-Bauer. It was made in 1982 in Germany by writer and director Helmut Zuber. On Wednesday we can see a cultural film, opera ballet, Marguerite et Armand, with Gullien and Lerige, stars from Paris Opera Ballet, which was made in Japan in 2003 by director Ha Van Kern, with French and English subtitles for the supplement. The whole creation speaks of the divine to him who knows how to hear within his heart, wrote the mother. Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on www.aroilradio.org.